Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A third meeting of Israel's war cabinet set for Tuesday to decide on a response to Iran's first ever direct attack was put off until Wednesday as Western allies eyed swift new sanctions against Tehran to help dissuade Israel from major escalation. Israel's military chief of staff had promised that Saturday night's launch of more than 300 missiles, cruise missiles, and drones from Iran at Israeli territory will be met with a response, but gave no details. Egypt has kept the Rafah border crossing from Gaza closed to most Palestinians, but one company is offering travel from Gaza into Egypt for thousands of dollars per person, prompting accusations that it's profiteering from refugees. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Egypt has permitted just a single travel agency called Hala to operate cross-border journeys from Gaza into Egypt, what it terms a coordination. The firm is based in the office of its parent company, Organi, in Cairo. Its fees have reportedly risen 14-fold from the pre-war price to $5,000 per adult and half that for children. That's far beyond the means of most Palestinians, especially those who have lost their homes and livelihoods in the war. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Relatives on Tuesday urged foreign diplomats to pressure the Israeli government to secure a deal for the release of hostages remaining in Gaza.
How will you face the severe criticism over this war back home when you don't have a proper answer as to where it's going?
Yudi Gordon, whose cousin is believed to have been killed October 7th and his body held captive in the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a revolt within his own Republican Party as he vows to move ahead with U.S. funding for Ukraine and other allies, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Johnson's thin Republican majority is again sending the aid, which would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it. Kentucky's Thomas Massey says he's had enough.
We need a speaker who is not doing everything Chuck Schumer wants.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion.
Johnson says he knew it would be a tough job.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker.
And says he will move forward with votes to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, though his multi-part plan leaves out a key GOP priority, southern border security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Saudi Arabia will host fresh peace talks within the next 3 weeks on the war in Sudan, the United Nations said, calling Tuesday for both sides to negotiate in good faith toward a ceasefire. The discussions, which will be held in Saudi Arabia's port city of Jeddah, were announced on Monday at a France-backed international conference in Paris that raised more than 2 million euros for Sudan. Donald Trump's defense lawyers and New York prosecutors on Tuesday took turns challenging prospective jurors who may serve on the former U.S. president's hush money criminal trial. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Trump, who is once again seeking the White House, is the first ex-president to ever stand trial on criminal charges. He was rebuked on Tuesday by New York Justice Juan Merchan for speaking while one potential juror was being questioned. The judge told Trump's lawyer, quote, "I will not have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom." Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election. Daniels says she had a sexual encounter with Trump about a decade beforehand. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denies the alleged affair.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. A plan by Britain's government to introduce a landmark smoking ban that aims to stop young people from ever smoking has cleared its first hurdle in Parliament, despite vocal opposition from within Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party. The bill will make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone born after January 1, 2009. It's widely supported by health experts in the opposition Labour Party, but Sunak faced rebellion from more libertarian-minded members of his party. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.